Identifying, stating, and committing to your goals puts you in contact with choices. It also tells you something about how you view yourself. Take your journal now and write down three things that you have always wanted to do but haven't. Leave a space to the right of each statement and write down in those spaces the reasons why you haven't done any of these things. These reasons will tell you a great deal about your self-limiting beliefs.
Judith did this exercise and came up with three things she always wanted to do.
I've always wanted to ride a horse, but I'm scared of hurting myself and I don't have time at the weekends. I've always wanted to go to India, but I just don't get round to saving up and don't have a friend who wants to go. And I've always wanted to speak French, but I was useless at school. I find it difficult to get myself organized to go to classes in the evening.
Judith is not asking to achieve anything that really looks impossible, but she does have some very definite limiting beliefs. Her first issue is time, which is something everyone will recognize. The second is organization. If she organized herself, then she could start saving up to go to India and looking for a travel companion. It doesn't matter how long she gives herself to do this. Thirdly, she limits herself by fearing that she's going to hurt herself if she rides a horse. Horse riders would not dispute that you can hurt yourself, but through fear, false evidence appearing real, Judith is assuming that this will happen. She also limits herself with studying French by saying that she was useless at school. How can anyone get excited about doing something or believe in themselves if they view themselves as being useless? Judith is entitled to have a go at learning a language, and she doesn't have to be perfect. Her personal best is good enough.